This is stupid, but whatever. My sister is in esthetician school, and so she's getting hours. And I was trying to convince one of my friends who lives in San Antonio to go and get, you know, go and get a, like, a free facial from her. And I'm like, she's trying to level up her facial skills. It'd be really cool if you'd go help her out.
Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity. Peculiarity. Irregularity. Inconsistency. Incongruity. A rarity.
Hello and welcome to the Anomaly Podcast. This is Jen.
And this is Angela.
And this is sort of our microcast chit-chat over lunch. That's why it sounds different than it usually does.
But we won't be eating. Instead of talking over lunch, we ate really, really fast, and now we're going to record really, really fast.
So you might hear, like, a phone ring or someone walking in the room. It's just because we're in an office.
And so we're at work, yes.
Right. We're going to briefly touch on some news that we'd like to announce, and also we're going to touch on the Wheel of Time, which we've been reading. We're not going to go into depth in this episode because we plan to do that in a future episode where we can really get into the meat of it.
So this is an anomaly update.
Basically, it's a mini-skirt cast.
It's a mini-skirt cast.
Right. First of all, we were informed
2 days ago,
that we have won the best panel of radio show hosts from the Star Wars Fanworks community slash network again. And
thank you.
Thank you so much. We totally did not expect it 2 years in a row, and we're very humbled and honored by it. And we thank you once again for thinking of us.
Didn't we runner up on something
too? We did. There was another category we were nominated for, which was the best Star Wars Fanworks community show.
Okay.
And we're right behind Nathan Butler's Butlerverse podcast.
The winners are Star Wars Action News and Anomaly.
Congratulations to the winners. We're gonna send you both half a trophy. So, yeah.
Made of cake.
Which is actually more than we send anybody else, so that's still good
it
for
is
you.
Saying something.
Congratulations to Jen and Angela and
Arnie and Marjorie.
Good job, you guys.
You guys are so cool.
Which ones?
Number one fan right here.
All four of
the
them.
The Anomaly.
She doesn't care about Action News.
No, I don't care about Action News. I just care that you guys have the name Swan if you wanted it.
Ouch!
I'm kidding.
You're dissing everybody.
I really do. I care about you guys. You guys are cool too.
Punch She's still in. Talking about anomalies.
Yeah. No. No.
Anomaly.
I'm just excited about Anomaly winning because I just am biased and think they're the best podcast ever. You know.
And Arnie and Marjorie are crying at home right now.
Well, it seems, Sarah, that the voters would agree with you.
We do share the best panel of podcast hosts this year with Star Wars Action News. So congratulations to Arnie and Marjorie.
Yay! Okay. Also, another announcement is that, in case you have forgotten, this is our third anniversary as a podcast and a second anniversary as a podcast on iTunes, which we will consistently have two anniversaries at once, and that's okay.
Yes, because we're anomalies.
So we are anomalies, and I think we're doing very well on iTunes, too, on that note. I've been told that we're coming up pretty high on some of those rankings, and if you type in Geek Girls, I think we're on the first or second row, so that's pretty awesome. And the other ones are not really... I don't know why they're considered Geek Girl podcasts. I mean, some of them are, but none of them, because I looked at a couple of them, and I think, you know, those search engines, you don't know exactly how they come up with.
Well, we're pretty high on sci-fi and fantasy also.
And TV film,
And TV and film.
Cool.
So thank you very much for everyone who's left us an iTunes review.
Yes.
And rating.
All right.
Please continue to give us those.
Yeah, we like them. They're cool. We'll try to leave them for other podcasts, too.
What's the next thing? Oh, yes. Angela guilt-tripped people last episode.
I did not.
Because I asked her to.
Okay.
Because we had such a limited response to our contest for our listeners to come up with geeky band names mm-hmm. for the Stargazer CD.
Yep.
And since then, we have had several people send in their submissions. But I would like to reiterate that it's geeky band names, and they have to be original that you've come up with. No Nerf Herder, because that's an actual band. you can't use Wretched Hive or Scum and Villainy, because that's the example I gave.
Okay.
And we've had a couple of submissions that were not geeky. They were just, like, band names. So, well, anyway.
Cool.
Yeah, we're going to keep that contest going for probably another couple of weeks. So.
Yep.
You can send as many as you want, so keep sending them to girlygeeks@gmail.com. That's girlygeeks@gmail.com.
All right. Well, and also I want to remind everyone that February 19th is the submission deadline for the Monty Python quote extravaganza.
Yeah.
We are recording the next day with our friends in England, Meds and Kel, is that correct? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make sure. And from the Waffle On podcast, and we are very excited to be doing a joint podcast with them about Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And just make sure to get all your stuff in by February 19th if you would like to be included in the podcast.
Yes.
You can email us, and we'd be happy to act it out, but it would be a lot cooler if we had recordings, because
right,
that'll be fun.
We want to do our own quotes, so
yeah.
We want you to send MP3s of you doing your favorite
right.
lines from the movie.
All right. Okay. That one's checked off.
Yeah, we have notes this time, so.
Well, we're trying to be efficient, because
yeah.
we have very limited time.
Yeah, such little time to record this
okay.
one.
This is kind of an update podcast just on kind of what we're doing geek-wise, so Jen just got a new video game. Tell everybody about it.
Mass Effect 2.
Yay!
And it is everything that the critics have said it is. It's awesome. The storyline hooked me from the very first scene. It's just action-packed, and then a shocker occurred that I did not expect. I've put several hours into this game already.
I know.
And I have never stopped going, wow,
mm-hmm.
just different scenes that I've played through. None of the weapons that you use in the game are broken this time around. I have, you know, seen. In the first one, the sniper rifle was broken.
Oh, that's
it didn't
coming.
Work very well. So, but anyway, it's a great game, and I highly recommend it, and I'm going to keep playing it.
That's awesome. Well, I finally, after a kind of little hiccup when I first bought it, about when it came out, I bought Sims 3, and I started playing it, and it was just enough different from my normal gameplay that I wasn't quite sure that I liked it, and so I put it aside for a little while, and I just kind of came back to it, and so I've been playing Sims a little bit. Yeah, Sims is kind of boring to talk about, so I don't want to, like, bore anybody, but I think I'm kind of getting the hang of it now. It's a little bit better. It's just the games that I play that are like that. I like RPGs, and so I will continue to play those, and we're hopefully getting an Xbox soon, so hopefully
Yay.
I'll be playing some Mass Effect as well. But these kind of, you know, never-ending games like Sims and Civ that I tend to get myself addicted to are just interesting. And yeah, but they're fun to play, and they're definitely time suckers, but I do enjoy them, and I do enjoy a story better, and so I can't wait to play more games on console if and when we do get our Xbox.
There's
so
something about sitting on the couch rather than
yes.
in front of your computer.
Well, and it's also like it seems not healthier, not that it really is healthier, but it seems like better on my back
mm-hmm.
whenever I play console games.
And your wrist.
So, yeah, and also I didn't watch the miniseries, but I watched the second episode of Caprica yesterday, which was interesting. We hadn't really talked about it too much. I don't want to go too far into it, but so far, I've watched a little bit of the first episode, but so far it's just, I don't know that I like anyone.
Right.
And so it's like, it's really hard to get engrossed in anything if the protagonist, the person that you're supposed to be rooting for, I mean, and even if you have a bad guy who's cool, like Baltar, you know, like
mm-hmm.
Baltar is definitely a bad guy, but like there's something likable about him that you're interested in what
right.
he's doing, or Jane. I mean, Jane's not a good guy, but you're interested in his story. And I'm just like bored
mm-hmm.
with Capcom. I'm just like bored. And I mean, it's
yeah.
interesting, but it's just not quite there for me yet. But we'll, you know, another time we can talk more.
Yeah, I watched the miniseries, and
okay.
I have not been interested in watching the television shows after that. I just,
yeah.
it's not
that. You let me borrow it, and you haven't exactly asked for it back.
No. You just hang on to that.
So, and also, I'm usually very into shows that have, you know, girls that look like me when I was 16, so I'm all about it. But I just, like, I'm so bored. I'm so bored. But we'll see. We'll see. I really like Eric Stoltz. That's the only thing that makes me want to maybe watch it more, is I do like him and think he's an interesting actor. But I don't know if this is some of his best work so far. So I guess we'll see.
I've been watching Legend of the Seeker.
Oh, cool.
And I've heard of it vaguely from our friend Kenny, and he recommended the show, but you know me.
Yes,
you tried to introduce me to Battlestar, I didn't want to watch it. And that's the way I am with everything. People have to talk me into things. Well, I got a Netflix account for Christmas from my husband, and so I have watched the entire first series of Legend of the Seeker, and we both started on the second series.
Cool.
David loves it, too. He's very into
it. Well, I just downloaded the first episode. I haven't watched it yet.
Well, it's based on Terry Goodkind's series called The Sword of Truth.
Sword of Truth, right.
But it's loosely based on it. David and I want to do another podcast about, you know, what the difference is between the television show, which is very entertaining, and the book, which are not exactly in line, but anyway.
Well, no, it's funny that you mentioned that because the other Jen, our other friend Jen, and our friend Sarah also have been trying to get me to watch Legend of the Seeker, and that's why I downloaded it. So I guess I'll watch it and see how it goes.
The costumes are awesome.
Oh, yeah, the costumes are awesome. And those are my two costuming friends. That's probably why. But, yeah, so I will start watching it as well. I haven't done that yet. And speaking of fantasy, we've been reading / listening to The Wheel of Time. I'm way behind you. So until we both get further along and some of our listeners get a little bit further along, we're not going to do really an in-depth about it. But yeah, that's what we're doing. I'm about halfway through The Great Hunt right now.
I've finished The Crown of Swords and I have started Winter's Heart, which is like the 9th or 10th book in the series. But yeah, there are a couple of listeners that have started reading, I think New Spring is what they're starting on. And so we're going to let them catch up because we don't want to spoil everybody. We want you interested in the series. And this is your chance to start reading it before we start talking about it. That way you know what we're talking about and you can get into the episode.
And if you have read it before but want a refresher, because I know when I talked to Stephanie, she, you know, I wanted to talk to her about it, but she read it so long ago that she's like, I'm going to have to read it again to know what you're talking about. And the other thing was is that this kind of prompted, and this is kind of what our little mini skirt cast is about. I noticed, and I think this is a completely geek thing, which is why I wanted to talk about it, is that it's easy for me to get very engrossed in a story. What is the word I'm looking for? We talked about this the other day.
Immersive.
Kind of, right. To immerse yourself in a story. Yeah. And because I was talking to my brother-in-law. He has video games and stuff like that, but he's not really a nerd at all. And he's read all the way through these books. And when I was trying to talk to him about it, he obviously thought the books were really good. And I feel like he really liked them, but it was like entertainment purely to him. And it's not that it's not purely entertainment to me, but like I this is like a nerd thing. The difference between nerds, non-nerds, or anomalies is that I just like really get into it and I start thinking about all the characters and which characters are like my friends and how would I fit into this world and, you know, all of this stuff. And it's like the impetus of, you know, kind of role playing. That's what I wanted to talk about, is that kind of the difference between, this is like the mini conversation about how, you know, there's a difference between, oh, I enjoyed Star Wars and I thought it was a really good movie. And then thinking, I wonder what kind of Jedi I would make. Like, what would I do? How would I be? How would I react in this situation? Where would I be in this world? And that's why the games and stuff like that do so well, is because, you know, you can kind of immerse yourself in the world. Even like Buffy, like I watch an episode of Buffy and I immediately want to play the game because it's like my little avatar, you know, can be in there. And it's not, and not every single thing is like that, but I think I tend to like fully commit to whatever I'm doing. I don't know.
I agree, but it also, it depends on how well the universe is written.
Right.
So, I mean, Robert Jordan is the writer of the series, the Wheel of Time series. And I have to say, I enjoy his writing more than...
That's okay.
I enjoy his writing more than anybody I've read so far. It's very descriptive, and you quickly begin to identify with characters. You feel for them. There's a character in the story that's just a horse.
Yes.
Her name is Bella. Angela and I are so concerned with Bella.
I am very concerned with Bella.
We always want to know where she is, and you know, I find the chapter that she appears in later in the series, and I tell Angela, Bella's still alive.
Well, that's good.
That says something about the writing, that you would care
that
about
us
stupid whores.
Or when, you know, in a way, it's like when people get upset about things that happened in Harry Potter. The reason is because she did create a universe that's very immersive and something you can, especially kids, you know, can identify with. And, like, you know, you have all these websites where you find out what house you're in and all of that stuff. And it's like, I mean, I think that that's kind of like where, as a geek, as opposed to somebody who's just a fan or just enjoys something, that you kind of take it to that next level of immersion and you can kind of talk to your friends like, well, you know, and I'm just like this, and I'm you're not going to listen to me because I'm just a yellow or something like that, and like all your friends know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm pretty good at talking people into doing things, and I keep thinking that I'm a Taviran because of that I could draw people into doing things,
yes,
without knowing it or even trying,
right?
So
no, but fun. That's what's neat, though.
Yeah, that you can kind of think of that in that way. But we've been thinking about going to the Renaissance Festival dressed as Aes Sedai.
Yes.
But that's the kind of plans that this book has sparked in us, or this book series has sparked in us.
Right.
We're so inspired by the universe that we would go to that step where we'd say,
I want to really fully put
you're
myself...
You're naive.
Yes.
You are so naive, and I am more like Min. And
yes,
so
you are definitely Min.
So but I don't know that I would go as Min.
I don't know. I haven't read enough about Min to... But the more I have just met her again, and I do think that she's a lot like you because she really doesn't like people telling her what to do. And neither does Nynaeve, to be honest. And that's the one that I really like and I identify with.
She has no filter.
No
filter.
Kind
of like you.
Kind of like me.
But you're not as angry as she is.
She is kind of angry, but it comes from a motherly place, I think. It comes from a place of love.
Yes, definitely.
Everything she's angry about, it comes from a place of love, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's... And, you know, and it's hard to make, like, one-to-one comparisons, but it is more interesting, and this is something else I realized about the book, is that I like how he shifts between different points of view, because it's in first person,
right.
But it's not just one first person. Like, in the middle of a chapter, you'll be in, you know, Rand's head, and then it goes to a bad guy's head, you know, and it's like, I just think that's kind of neat.
Definitely. Well, it also keeps you on the edge of your seat, because you're wondering, okay, I want to know what's going on with Nynaeve now, where she's in this situation, what's going on with her, and then you're getting what you want by listening to the next person's story,
right.
What's going on with their quest and their story, and so you're constantly entertained throughout the book,
right.
No matter who is, you know, the center of interest.
So, but it is interesting that he does that, because I haven't seen, of course, I don't read very much, so almost sad that I don't read as much as so many of my friends do, because I feel like, even though it's hard for me to do so, I feel like I've missed out on a lot of fun fantasy worlds because I haven't been reading as much, even since like high school, and I feel like I have to catch up, you know, getting through these books. It's hard for me. I admit it completely. But I think that one of the reasons that I shy away from it is because I get so involved. Because I would be staying up until late reading and trying, you know, because I want to know what happens next. Or, I mean, it just kind of occupies my mind. And so, you know, in order to avoid that kind of thing, then I just don't read it at all because there's so many things in my world.
Right. Well, I do that too.
I just take it really seriously. It sounds silly.
I'm the type of reader, like, I read 2 books at a time because I get bored with one, put it down, start the other, and then I get bored with that, go back to the one I got. So I go back and forth, and it takes me a long time to finish a book. But I've been listening to the audiobook during work, which my job here is different than Angela's in that I don't have to talk on the phone a lot, so I can listen to more of the book, whereas she has to take it in little bite size. That's why I'm so far ahead of her.
Yes, I do have to take it.
Plus, I had to really talk you into listening to it. I kept telling you how much you would enjoy this series, and in this situation, you were like me, and that I had to talk you into it.
Yes,
but
I'm glad I did. I mean, I knew I would like it because, like, pretty much everyone else that I've talked to, and it's funny too because I just I just listened to an episode of Geeks I hadn't listened to in a long time, and like three of them were like, yeah, we're rereading Wheel of Time and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, that's just kind of weird.
Like, coincidence.
It's just a coincidence. But yeah, and there's also a good Wheel of Time wiki out there. So, but they're pretty good about spoilers for Gathering Storm, which is the last book. They have them hidden.
The most recent one. There's two more.
There's two more, but like the last, as in most recent.
Yeah.
But it's good. They're good in hiding that information. Mm-hmm. But if you are only a couple books in and you look at the wiki, just know that there is going to be spoilers. I went in with pretty much the knowledge that that would happen, because sometimes when you listen to the book instead of read it, there's a couple things that get lost, and I didn't want to go like searching through the book to try to figure out like, okay, who is this person again?
Yeah.
And so I'd go to the wiki and be like, oh, okay, that's it. Whoever administers that site is doing a good job of keeping the spoilers away, which I thought was kind of cool, because they, like, shrink it if it's from Gathering Storm, and then you have to click show to take action in order to get the spoiler. But that's only for the most recent book. And you can look it up and just kind of see if it's something that you might like, but yeah. We really like
the book. We're going to start with, in our in-depth discussion, we're going to start with a prequel to the Wheel of Time series called New Spring. That's the first one I started with, and I recommended it to Angela. So if you're interested in starting this series and listening along, because we're going to cover them one by one. We're not going to do them all in one cast.
Right.
It'll be another series.
Yep.
So if you're interested in joining in, start listening or reading that book.
And also, you know, for another podcast, if you want to explain what engrosses you, what do you get? What occupies your brain? Because I think that that's something, one of those things that separates fangirls and nerds and fanboys from just people who are passersby who happen to like something, and being a nerd about it are completely different things. And I just, you know, I'd be curious what our fans
I don't know about that.
Feel.
Because if you think about it, a fan of football is really no different than... I mean,
no, they're, but they're engrossed. There's a different... Because there's people that play fantasy football. That's a completely different thing.
Yes, I was going to say and there like, are levels I of will, fandom
yeah.
within each... interest.
Right, but and even with each sub-interest, like, maybe, you know, maybe I'm more into Star Trek than I am into Star Wars, or vice versa, or, you know, but I think that that is something that kind of, and we talked about this, about the passion of being a nerd, but I do think there is a difference between just liking something and being, like...
Wanting to be in the universe.
And knowing full well that you're not really in the universe. But just, like, kind of enjoying that
being
possibility.
Being healthy enough to remove yourself from that.
Right, but so. The fact that you would entertain it at all, because a lot of people wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, that's my point.
That reminds me of Knights of the Old Republic. Whenever
so
I want to go somewhere, and I can't afford to go somewhere, and it's raining or cold outside... I'll pop Knights of the Old Republic in and play that game, and I feel like I'm visiting
yeah.
places.
Well, I feel like that about WoW, and I haven't played WoW actually in a while. I don't know what I did, but just it hasn't excited me recently. But there's times when I go somewhere and I'm like, you know, I haven't been to Westfall in a while. Like, like I'm just going to go visit. I'm going to go kill a couple boars over here. You know, like, and I have thought that way before, and it's like not a real place.
Yeah. I know, it's funny, like, it's part of being immersed in something, and, I mean, especially if the story is well-written, you feel like it's real, but it's really not. You know it's not.
You know it's not.
But
it's part of the fun of enjoying it, I think.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, David.
Yeah, David and I have talked about, like, I don't know, there was something we saw on television where, maybe it was on the Clone Wars cartoon, which I have been watching. They used some type of force power, and I said, oh, I totally know how to do that. Because of the, you know, the Force Unleashed game and the Knights of the Old Republic. But he knew what I was talking about. He chuckled along with me, but
also I was thinking too, like, just in silly mode, especially since we have been thinking about doing our D&D experiment, how you'll look at someone and be like, oh, that person's, you know, that person's charisma skill is way high. In or like, yeah, that good person's charisma skill is really
very low.
Or, this is stupid, but whatever. My sister is in esthetician school, and so she's getting hours. And I was trying to convince one of my friends who lives in San Antonio to go and get... you know, go and get a free facial from her. And I'm like, she's trying to level up her facial skills. It'd be really cool if you could go help her out. And my sister wouldn't think that was funny, but the person that I was trying to get over, she would laugh so hard. I'm like, you gotta help. You gotta help somebody out. Get her skill leveled up. But then you know what you're talking about, though.
Right.
So it's kind of fun and quirky. I don't know.
Well, so, anyway. how long away do you think we are from covering New Spring, just so that we give people an idea of how long they have?
A month? Did it stop?
I don't know. It blinked. It said access, and it blinked.
It always does that.
Oh, every time I look at it, it's not on.
Because it goes off and on.
Okay.
Really slow.
All right. Well, how many minutes do we have left? I don't want to...
No, we're fine. I took everything off of the card.
Okay.
We started with a brand new card.
Okay. So it's like a 30-minute thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. Something like... Well, yeah. Let's spend all the time talking about how much time we have left. Anyway, what were we talking about? I told my stupid leveling up story.
Right. I was going to say we should let people know when we're going to do that episode so that they have time to read.
A month?
Okay.
Late March. We'll do late March.
Yeah, and we're starting with New Spring. So
you
have that amount of time to read that novel.
All right, there we go.
That was kind of short.
It was supposed to be.
You know what would make this longer?
What?
And more entertaining? If I added...
I think we're very entertaining.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I said in our last episode, which was...
We've been almost 30 minutes.
Let's talk about
what?
How much time we have left for the rest of
this podcast. I'm just telling you. You said it was short. Miniskirt Gas is 20 minutes.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
In our last episode, we mentioned that we would play the report that Sarah did, and Sarah and her husband did
from
the Star Trek exhibition.
Okay.
And so I'm not sure. Should we tag it onto this podcast episode?
We
can. Or do you want to make it a special that follows this? We'll upload it at the same time.
We'll do one that follows it. We'll just upload it a few days later.
All right, we'll look for that.
Okay.
It's coming in probably in another day or two.
Okay.
After this episode.
Fair enough.
Cool. So you get 3 episodes this month.
I know.
Feel
that's
lucky
exciting.
Or what?
I'm excited. I think we're doing really good. Well, I'm Angela.
And I'm Jen.
And you've been listening to the Anomaly Podcast. And you've been listening to the... I can't talk. Go. You do that part.
Okay.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Jen. And you've been... Now you've got me messing up.
And you've been listening to the Anomaly Podcast, where female and fandom converge. It was there, so I just did it.
That's
it was like right there.
That's good.
I'm sorry.
No, I could edit together. The magic of editing makes it sound so much smarter.
Oh, sheesh.
Podcasting is hard work. Know what makes it worthwhile? Your emails, voicemails, blog comments, and iTunes ratings. Show us you want more Anomaly by giving us a little hug in the form of feedback. It just takes a few minutes of your time, while recording and editing can take hours, days, weeks, and sometimes months, depending on whether we have to re-record. So give us a little nudge of encouragement. Let us know you're listening. Anomaly is a monthly podcast. To stay up to date with show-related news and scheduling, please join the Anomaly forums. You can find a link on our website, or you can go there directly at anomalypodcast.freeforums.org. And while you're at it, subscribe to the Anomaly blog. There, a team of talented writers keep our listeners entertained and informed with articles related to games, books, movies, and general geeky observations in between our Anomaly episodes. Find a link to our blog and other useful bits of information on the Anomaly Podcast website. That's anomalypodcast.com. Call our Google voicemail line. It's free to anyone calling from a continental U.S. landline using the widgets on our blog and website. Anomaly is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 license.
Five years ago, Earth was conquered by the Comet Empire. For five long, agonizing years, our world has been plundered. Now, no longer content with merely our submission, they seek to destroy us. To whom can humanity turn? We have no grand fleet. We have no army. We have but one stalwart defender. We have but a single hope to shine in the gathering darkness. We have the Argo. Sea of Stars, a voyage of the space cruiser Argo. A new fan audio drama from Forward Momentum Productions.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And this is Jenny.
We're the host of Knights of the Guild, the official fan podcast for the award-winning web series, The Guild.
We're not like your typical fan podcasts.
Both Jenny and I have worked on several seasons of The Guild and take our listeners behind the scenes to share our fun and crazy times on set.
We also have exclusive interviews with cast, crew, and fans of The Guild.
We keep you up to date on general Guild news and the latest happenings of our cast and crew.
So please give us a listen on iTunes or at knightsoftheguild.com.
Jen and Angela, you two are hilarious. I love your show. I listen to the Anomaly podcast every time it comes out, faithfully. My name's Rick Moyer. I'm the host of Take Him With You, the weekly podcast that's spiritual, not religious. I talk about all sorts of geeky things, including my faith, television, movies, you name it. If it's geeky and fun, I talk about it. And I share some cool music, too. If you want a refreshing look at life with a geeky twist, come take a listen to Take Him With You. You can find it on iTunes by searching for Rick Moyer or Take Him With You. Or you can just come on over to my website, takehimwithyou.com. Click on Listen Now or subscribe to iTunes there. Thanks. Back to you, ladies.
Good day to you. My name is Boz. I'm doing this promo to encourage you to listen to our podcast, Here Goes Nothing, now available on the simply syndicated 21st Century Media Network. Obviously, as you can tell from my voice, this show is extremely highbrow and only for the discerning listener.
Story about like a Bowling Green Championship. Needless to say, I was covered in poo. Was just run out of nightmares.
Yes.
And I can't get any weirder than squirrels. So. I tell you what kids would not be interested in these days, or yeah, would be rather funny to see today's kids on. Would be Nightmare.
Greetings, challengers, and from which kingdom do you hail?
Are we as from Swindon, innit?
Here Goes Nothing, the show called Nothing that has a bit of everything. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we seem to have lost Casey.
No, I'm still here.
Drowning in mash.
No, I was going to cut you off because you're making me hungry. Find us at simplysyndicated.com/shows/Here Goes Nothing.
Good evening, sci-fi fans. When you're not listening to the Anomaly podcast with those gorgeous girly geeks, Jen and Angela. Oh, Jen, your accent. I love it so much. When you're not listening to the Anomaly podcast, then I'd be honoured if you could take a few minutes to check out my little show, Appy Times. If you have an iPod Touch or an iPhone, if you love your applications but are feeling the pinch of the current economic climate, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I'll review a free or cheap application and spend a few minutes gassing on about why I like it, or not. Buying apps over the air can be addictive and expensive, so why not spend a few minutes a week listening to Appy Times, and I'll try to separate the wheat from the chaff. Just go to appytimes.podbean.com or search the iTunes store for Appy Times. That's APPYTIMES. Come and share Appy Times with me.
Hello there, my name is Meds.
And this is David Frost.
You're not David Frost.
Alright, I mean, this is Mark.
And we are the present... Mark.
Alright, get on with it.
Okay. And we're the presenters of Waffle On Podcast. And we like to talk about...
crap.
TV broadcast between 1960 to 1999. Would you say it's crap?
Some of it.
Really?
Especially the British stuff. But we've already had a podcast about that, so let's move on from that.
Unbelievable. You can find us at http://waffleon.podbean.com. Do not smile when I say the word colon.
Oh, I'm not.
The Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Sci-fi entertainment news and commentary.
I am Locutus of Borg.
Star Trek episode analysis.
Captain of the USS Enterprise.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons.
Collectibles, toy, and prop reviews.
I am to misbehave.
The weekly Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with your host Rico at treksinscifi.com.
Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.